Well, the French elections have finally given us a choice of candidates. And to shed some more light on the issue, we have Roderick Chambers reporting.
Well, for once, the polls appear to be correct in the French elections, and the candidates Emmanuel Macron with his On the Move party and the far-right's Marine Le Pen's National Front will be the candidates for the French election in 2 weeks. Professor Bruce Bilson, director of RMIT's Centre for European Studies, explains that the head-to-head contest will now decide the French presidency.
Yes, it is indeed. The runoff is on the 7th of May, and it is the practice always is with the presidential elections that there is one runoff, and there were 11 candidates yesterday. That is narrowed down to two on the 7th of May. So it's now a head-to-head between Macron and Le Pen.
As happened when Marine Le Pen's father forced his way into the presidential elections over 10 years ago, the other candidates have almost all endorsed Emmanuel Macron to try and block the election of Le Pen, who would be seen, well, Emmanuel Macron would be seen as the better alternative. Would Macron garner then, garner the most second round support? Professor Wilson again.
The short answer is yes. I haven't seen a very recent poll, but some couple of weeks ago the polls were suggesting that if it was Macron and Le Pen in the second round, that Macron might expect to garner something like 60% of the votes. And it's interesting that already, immediately after the declaration of this ballot, or the apparent outcome of this ballot, that both the senior conservative participant in this first round, Fillon, and the representative of the Socialist Party, Hamon, both have endorsed Macron and recommended that their supporters vote for him in the second round on 7th of May. So I think you would expect him to win fairly convincingly.
Dr. Natalie Doyle is from Monash University's European Studies Centre, and she sees polarising differences between the centre-left leaning Emmanuel Macron and the right populist candidate Marine Le Pen. She explains here how she sees Macron.
Macron was in fact not a politician to start with. He started a new political movement when he announced his presidential campaign. But he does have political experience within the French political system. Somebody can be ungoverned without actually having ever been elected. So he served as economics minister under socialist government. So that was under the presidency of François Hollande. So that's his political experience. Otherwise, he's got a background in the high public service.
And so that's quite a bit for someone of his age. Is he a bit of a Justin Trudeau type candidate, do you think?
That's an interesting comparison. I'm often asked whether he is a French version to Tony Blair. I always say yes. But in fact, Trudeau sounds like a very good comparison.
I see.
Because there is a generational factor. He is young. He provides a fairly original synthesis of very progressive social values on such issues as, same-sex marriage, providing public funding for IVF, for lesbian couples, say, right? And at the same time, he's quite conservative when it comes to economic policy. He is, in fact, very much in support of a liberal economic policy along the lines of what has been promoted primarily by the German government.
So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty clear choice, given Marine Le Pen probably has opposite positions on most of those issues you've just mentioned.
Well, yes, it's totally polarised because, in a sense, both candidates represent two sides of France. They represent the appearance of a new divide, which is obviously not just visible in France but in other Western countries. Those who are for opening up and those who are for closing, and it's obviously linked to where they sit with respect to the appearance of a new global economy. As well as, obviously, issues to do with progressive social norms, as I've already mentioned. So it's very polarised. They are appealing to two very different sectors of French society.
The problem is going to be at the June elections, as this is for the legislature, as neither candidate has a political base.
I think that the short answer is that the unions will certainly struggle with some of the things that Macron wants to do. But the reality is that for some years now, the French economy has been sluggish. You've got unemployment sitting solidly around 10%. You've got unemployment amongst young people, 18 to 24, much higher, mid-20s, 26%, something like that. So if he can make the argument that his reforms are going to address those serious structural problems in the French economy and that affecting French living standards, that's the kind of ground he'll need to work on. Of course, there's another significant step. Let's assume that Macron does become president on the 7th of May. The French then have legislative elections in June, again, two rounds of voting for their parliament, the Assembly, the National Assembly, and he, of course, has no political base with which to campaign in those legislative elections. So he will be dependent on the way in which he can negotiate with both the Socialist Party and Les Républicains in order to be able to get policy measures through the National Assembly.
The situation is not unprecedented, however, as there has been a legislature in conflict with the President of France in the past. So we will wait to see the outcome with bated breath.
Roderick Chambers ending that report.